अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो। महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। भक्त्या विहीनाय अपराधलक्ष्यै क्षिप्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दम्। My humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my Aradhya Dev. Om Vishnu Parsi Sumad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And again my humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnu Parsi Sumad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. We are discussing the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He taught Srila Rupa Goswami and inspired all his teachings in the heart of Rupa Goswami. And we have discussed it where? Alachua and here and there. And again we are explaining the teachings of Mahaprabhu to Sanatana Goswami. Mahaprabhu is so merciful, endless, because his mercy is combined mercy of what? Radha and Krishna. Merciful, so merciful. And that is why he was traveling whole India, here and there, south, north, west, east. He met Raramananda in the east, in the south. He went to Dwarka, he went to Vrindavan and so many places. He came through the way of Jharikhand way from Jagannath Puri to Vrindavan. And he sprinkled his mercy even to the trees, creepers, animals. Everyone crosses. And he inspired even so high class of bhakti in the heart of tigers, bears and mad elephants, everyone. So when Mahaprabhu was coming to Vrindavan, mad elephants, tigers, bears or deers in one group kissing each other. And what doing? Oh, Haribol, Haribol, Haribol. But this Mahaprabhu sometimes becomes very, very strong. Oh, this Mahaprabhu. Oh, in Puri you saw that one Brahmin boy, devotee, Haridas, and he went to a lady devotee, aged 84, Madhavi Devi, sister of Sikhi Maiti. And Mahaprabhu could not tolerate this. Being a brahmachari sannyasi, and he is going there. Why he went there? Now he should not come to me. My door is closed for that devotee. He died, but his heart was not melting. Very, what can we say? All by telling that Mahaprabhu's heart is very cruel. Even, Raya Ramananda, Nityananda Prabhu, Swarup Damodar, all requested Mahaprabhu, but he was not in that mood. Even his guru like Paramananda Puri requested. Then Mahaprabhu told the Prabhu, I can't live here. I'm going elsewhere. Govinda, bring my door coffin. At once we should start from here. Prabhu, you should be with your whole group, but I cannot. He was not melted. Jadi pranay rakhite chao, gaurangi rasane, choto hari dasar katha thake janamane. If you want to love and honor Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that his mercy should come to me. Always remember what? What?
The pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu banishing Chota Haridas from his association.
You know all this history? You know all? In a very brief you should tell. Very brief. Very quickly, I have no time.
When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed in Jayapuri, at that time he was one.
More louder.
When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed in Jayapuri, at that time he was one young devotee, renunciate. His name was Chota Haridas, means small Haridas, because the elder Haridas was Sri Haridas Thakur. So one day, Bhagavan Acharya, he requested Chota Haridas to go to the house of Madhavi Devi, to do some bhiksha, to bake some rice. So he was going here and there, and he came to the house of Madhavi Devi. Now Madhavi Devi was not any ordinary person. She Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has three and a half intimate associates, and one is Madhavi Devi. So she is very high class of Vaishnavi. Not only high class of Vaishnavi, but also very, very old, already mentioned, 84 years old, and doing very severe austerities. So he went there and baked some rice. But when he came back, and then he gave the rice to be cooked, and Mahaprabhu took that rice, Mahaprabhu was thinking, this rice is very good. Where did it come from? So Govinda Prabhu, he told him, this rice was baked by Chota Haridas. He took it from the house of Madhavi Devi. When Mahaprabhu heard this, he became extremely grave. And he sent a message, you can tell Chota Haridas that he should not come here again. I don't want to see his face. So when the devotees heard this, all were astonished. Even Chota Haridas, he was also astonished. So the devotees thought, this is a very strong thing, very strict thing to do. What is his fault? He has not made a big mistake or anything. So Swarup Damodar, Vairavananda, and others, even Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Gurujan, his Sita, Paramananda Puri, they were requesting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again and again. Why are you being so strict with him? What is his fault? But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his heart would not melt. He would not change his decision. So after some time, Chota Haridas became very much aggrieved in separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he went to Triveni, and there he jumped in the river and he drowned himself. When this news came to the ears of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what did he do? He was smiling and he was very pleased. So Srila Jagannatha Bhadis, he's saying, Yai Chao, Pranada Kite Gora Kamasani, Chota Haridas Kata, Taki Devani. If anyone wants to have Pranada, pray close and intimate love and affection for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then don't forget his guitar of Chota Haridas. So anyone may ask, what was his fault? So one day, Srila Gurudev, he explained that in the ashram of Madhavi Devi, there was one young girl who was serving Madhavi. So when Chota Haridas went there, he went and he's begging rice from Madhavi. But he has some idea in his mind that he would look towards this young girl. So even though outwardly he was renunciate, in his heart he was keeping some lust, some attachment. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he knows the heart of everyone. No one can hide their feelings or anything from him. So understanding this, he banished him. So this is one explanation. But if you go deeper, we'll see, actually Chota Haridas is Parekha of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he's performing this pastime to set up an example to the whole world that those who are renounced and in the land of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they should not maintain any duplicity or harbor even a trace, even a scent of lust within their heart.
After these orders, when he has no hope that he can return to Mahaprabhu, then he left Puri and went to Triveni Sangam Prayag. And there he entered in the water and drowned and died. But even Mahaprabhu was not melting. Then after some time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked for a person, from a person who was coming from Triveni. He went to ocean to take bath, and here he heard some beautiful song in beautiful melody. This is the melody of Chotu Haridas. Where is now Haridas? Then any one of him, he told that he went to Prayag. He was so hopeless that you cannot give him darshan. So he went to Prayag and he was drowned. Then Mahaprabhu told that if anyone do like this, they are lost gati.
Destination.
Will be like this. I cannot tolerate this. I think that there was no offense. Nothing there was. Raramananda with a very beautiful teenage girl, naked, he used to make shringar, decorate, and hours and hours with them, teaching them how to dance, how to express mood of gopis. But Mahaprabhu told that he Rai Ramanand is Rai Ramanand. Nothing prabhav of maya, influence of maya. You know, Advaitacharya, Shivas Pandit, Bhavananda, all were with ladies, wives. We were not so much, but angry for them. He never told them like this. But why to Haridas? Because he was like a sannyasi. So sannyasi should not do like this. A brahmachari should not do. And the result we see nowadays everywhere. Sannyasis and brahmacharis going down so much. So Mahaprabhu strictly did it. Chotu Haridas was his associate. He was liberated. There was nothing there. But he wanted to teach all by this example. Mahaprabhu cannot tolerate this. Even married person, but if lusty, then Mahaprabhu cannot tolerate. Be like a family person, not so attached. Like Ramchandra was with Sita for 14 years. No son, nothing. So Mahaprabhu is telling, those who want to have a love and affection with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they want to the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, oh, they should follow this.
Huh?
No son, nothing. So we should try to know all these things. Try to give up all your desires, worldly desires. Only the desire to serve Krishna, this should be. If our aim and object of the life is fixed or gone, progressive, developing your Krishna, and any kinds of problem may come, don't stop. So we should try to know the object of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was so merciful, but he was so much hard also. So we are explaining in Sanatana Goswami's Siksha Mahaprabhu is giving. You should carefully hear this, very carefully. In the evening, we will more discuss all these things.
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could hear singing in the melody of Chota Haridas, where was the singing coming from?
Oh, Haridas was there and singing. By soul, liberated soul. So he was, even he was making here, Shravan kara rahe tha.
He was making here.
To Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hear his songs.
Not others.
Eh?
Could others hear also, only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was hearing?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was hearing others verse also. But they were in confusion from where this sound is coming. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, oh, this sound is of Chota Haridas. Anande, now class, your class should go on.